Catholic priest Father Chuck Peterson died on Christmas Eve. The Jesuit priest began serving in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta in the 1970s, where he spent decades building the local indigenous leadership of the church. A few years ago, his superiors transferred Father Chuck to California after he developed health issues. On Christmas Eve, Father Chuck died in San Jose, California at age 82. He passed 2 weeks after being admitted to the hospital with pneumonia in both his lungs from COVID-19. To remember Father Chuck, we are re-airing a piece KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur produced in 2017 before Father Chuck left Bethel.
Before Charles Peterson became Father Chuck, he was an altar boy in the 1950s at a Catholic church in Missoula, Montana. What 17-year-old Charles Peterson did come to know was that he wanted to become a priest. Particularly, Charles was attracted to the Jesuit order and to Alaska, where only Jesuit priests served.
I said, I want to join that outfit.
He was ordained, and by the time he was 24, he was teaching at the Anchorage Copper Valley Catholic Boarding School. And that summer, the church sent him to Bethel to teach catechism. A few years later, in 1970, he returned to Bethel as co-pastor.
And I loved it.
The priest, by then known as Father Chuck, joined City League basketball and volunteered for the fire department. And he made a controversial decision to celebrate the Mass in Yupik. That action began his mission of building Yupik leadership within the Catholic Church. Soon, there were native deacons.
The first one to be ordained was Alvin Owletuck from Marshall. Since then, there have been, I think, about 50.
In the 1990s, Father Chuck was transferred to Indian country in the Pacific Northwest. He says the entire time he kept asking to return to Bethel. In 2005, the church granted his request. The church had been rocked nationwide by revelations concerning sexual abuses committed by priests, and the scandal hit hard in Alaska. Father Chuck has worked to heal the harm and rebuild the church.
And I realistically don't feel that it could be completed in my lifetime, but I want to promote it as much as I can. A Yupik priesthood in the Catholic Church. Heck, I'd like to see a Yupik bishop, too.
Reporting in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Before Father Chuck left Bethel in 2017, the Bethel community held a potluck. Inside Bethel's small Catholic Church social hall, hundreds of people from various religions and walks of life brought food and stories to share. KYUK recorded some of those stories at that time.
You smile when you go in a church.
His knowledge, his wisdom, it's shaped my heart.
Everybody loved him, especially the little ones. They go and grab him and, oh, he's so tall, he can't bend down to give him a hug.
And they were saying, oh, he's like my appa. I don't see my appa very often.
The love Father Chuck has for other people has shaped the love that I have for the community.
One time, he went during the sign of peace and shook everyone's hand, and he forgot one little old lady. And you could see she was a little hurt, and he ran down as fast as he could, and he goes, I got some peace left for you.
To me, he represents the Kuskokwim. Honesty, a lot of compassion, understanding.
I think I'm a stronger Catholic, a stronger person, and a better person because of knowing Father Chuck.
That was Susan Murphy, Lucy Crow, Patty Jones, Justin Brandt, Stan Korp, and Chris Nevak sharing reflections on Bethel Catholic priest Father Chuck Peterson in 2017 before he was transferred to California. Father Chuck died on Christmas Eve at age 82. Father Chuck always wanted to return to Bethel, and now, finally, he will. His body will be cremated, and following his wishes, his ashes will be brought back to Bethel. The Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Bethel will hold a public burial for Father Chuck after pandemic health restrictions have lifted.